This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's a difference in perspective. The Bush administration considers Iran to be a dangerous influence on its neighbors. But one neighboring leader regards Iran as a helper. That's the word that Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai used on CNN. Karzai's been visiting President Bush, who took time this week to ask if Iran is indeed a positive force in Afghanistan. We're going to talk about this with Syed Jawad. He is Afghanistan's ambassador to the United States, and he's in the studios. Thanks for coming by. Good morning.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here.
How is Iran a helper to Afghanistan?
We have a strategic partnership with the United States. We are fighting terrorism in Afghanistan, in a region that is surrounded by countries who are pursuing different foreign policies, and those foreign policies have been very fluid and changing. In the past 5 years, one of the successes of our foreign policy in Afghanistan has been to keep Iran engaged in Afghanistan in a positive way. We know, we are aware of the reports of Iranian negative influence in Afghanistan. We are looking into these reports, but we are still hopeful to keep Iran engaged in a positive way in
what
Afghanistan.
What does that mean? What are they doing for you?
They have been building roads in Afghanistan. They are involved in providing educational opportunities for Afghan kids and a variety of reconstruction projects. Their private sector is involved in the rebuilding process in Afghanistan.
And this is a government that is famously divided, that can sometimes be seen to be pursuing two policies at once or several policies at once. Is it possible that you have parts of Iran's government working for you while other parts work against you?
This is quite possible. It's not only the government is divided. There are a lot of influential individuals and organizations that operate outside government. That's why we are evaluating the reports that we are receiving about the flow of money or weapon to the spoilers in Afghanistan.
So would you encourage the United States to pursue a different policy toward Iran, given what you're saying about your neighbor?
No, we are in a particular condition. Iran is our neighbor, so we are facing that big challenge of fighting terrorism and al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. So we have to be a lot more careful on how to prioritize the available resources to us.
Let me ask about another of your neighbors, Pakistan. We're expecting this week a big meeting of local leaders, tribal chiefs and other leaders from both Afghanistan and Pakistan to talk about the problems of the Taliban and al-Qaeda, who are strongest along that border region. What do you expect out of that meeting?
This is going to be truly an historic meeting. 700 people from both Afghanistan and Pakistan will participate in a big convention. Or Loya Jirga, that we call it in Afghanistan. And basically through that mechanism, they will seek ways of fighting extremism by using the traditional institutions, the tribal leadership in the country.
Although they're going to talk, but not necessarily impose any particular agreements on each other.
No, they do. It's very structured, the way the convention will take place is that on the first day, both President Karzai and President Musharraf will deliver speeches, and then that 700 group will split into seven working groups. And each working group will deal with one important issue, security or in terrorism in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and then they will come up with recommendations.
What can those local leaders do that the national governments in those two countries have been unable to do?
Both national governments are saying that they are doing whatever they can do. But the reality on the ground is that we are not making a whole lot of progress against the Taliban and al-Qaeda. Those people will sit down and figure out what is wrong, while Afghanistan is saying that we are doing everything that we can do, while Pakistan is claiming that they are doing everything that they can do, then why we are not still able to defeat the Taliban and al-Qaeda in Afghanistan?
Is Pakistan doing everything that it can do?
There are signs of improvement, and we welcome the sign of improvement.
Meaning you were not satisfied before?
There's room for improvement, certainly.
What is one sign of improvement in just a couple of seconds?
Some of the Taliban leadership are still living in Pakistan.
That's not a sign of improvement.
That's not a sign of improvement in the logistical and ideological support for the Taliban continues. And as we can see, this is a source of danger for Pakistani themselves. Look at the Red Mosque. This is exactly what we've been telling to our friends in Pakistan, that extremism could not remain contained.
Okay. Well, we'll have to stop the discussion there. But, Ambassador, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Syed Jawad is Afghanistan's ambassador to the United States.